I guess it's recording. Well, it's recording. I don't know if anybody can hear it, but we'll go for the best. Yeah. So it's the 16th. It's March 16th. We're driving to lunch, Jason and I. And Saloon Tycoon Kickstarter ended yesterday. And we ended with a grand total of $104,001, which I think is an awesome number. I mean, it's a huge number, but it's also great that it's, like, so close to being a perfectly round number.
Yeah.
And then just that one extra dollar, some people, I think, would be irritated by it, but I think it's kind of funny.
Right. How many backers, though?
1,600 even.
So, it is too bad that it wasn't before.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, literally would have been even and even.
Right. That would be pretty cool. But
still, that extra buck, hey,
yeah.
Somebody donated that, and that's
right.
Cool.
Right.
You guys did have some backers that did it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so that's super cool. I mean, that's about as crazy successful as you could ever imagine.
Right, right. And on the last day, the last 2 days, both made more money than the first 2 days, right?
Yeah, we raised over $37,000 in the last 48 hours.
So almost twice as much as you did in the first 24.
Yeah.
I mean, in the first 48.
Right, yeah.
That's insane.
It is insane.
So this thing went gangbusters, right? I mean, like...
Yeah, I think we can call it gangbusters.
There are quite a few games that have broke 100,000.
Yeah.
But it's still a fairly exclusive club.
Fairly rare thing.
Percentage-wise,
right.
it is fairly rare.
If we're talking about games that don't have, like, minis and stuff, right?
Of course, yeah. Because
Don't count. Minis just games always go nuts.
Straight-up board games, you know.
Yeah, this is a pretty rare thing. So,
yeah.
I don't think I did anything to deserve this. And I have no idea how this happened. Like, you know, the last 48 is always big. It's always your, you know, first 48, last 48, right?
Yeah,
that's what they always
say. Yeah, two
biggest
times.
Yeah. So why this one exploded in that period, I have no idea. But I'm very happy about it.
Yeah, AJ and Evan ran a really strong campaign.
They ran a fantastic campaign.
In their secret last stretch goal, they popped out right at the end. Was genius because
really
it was
good.
Like, hey, all this other stretch goals we gave you, we're gonna make them better now.
Yeah.
So of course you want to see that happen.
Yep.
There could not. It was funny because I was racking my brain trying to think of what they would do, and it was like, oh gosh, yeah,
duh.
Super smart.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Me too. I was like, I have no idea what they could possibly add at this
right.
point. Oh wait, the most obvious thing
right.
that I didn't even think about.
And I liked too. I don't know. I'm assuming this was because they didn't have the artwork yet, but. They released that design of the cowboy meeple really late.
Yeah.
I actually think that helped because people get excited about meeples.
Yep.
And those are some good looking meeples.
They look great, right?
It's funny because I haven't played the game with the Scorchrex. So I was like, why are there meeples markers in the game? And then it said in the Scorchrex, it was like, oh yeah, duh. Like, that's awesome to
right.
have the little
right.
meeples running around down there.
Yeah, totally not necessary, but so cool.
Right. I mean, if you got a track, you might as well do it
you
style,
might as,
right?
Right, exactly, exactly.
With something super thematic. So,
yeah.
All the stretch goals unlocked. Even had to make new ones in the end. That's
yep.
awesome.
I yep.
mean, that is, yeah.
It's what you hope for, but you never, I don't know. It's what you want to happen secretly, but you would never say it out loud.
Right.
For fear of jinxing it.
Right. And the other nice thing is, even though there were a ton of stretch goals added to this, none of them felt like they were being added just to be added.
Mm-hmm.
All of them felt like they will make the game more fun. And hey, somebody turns out they don't like one of the mini expansions, they don't use
Whatever.
It.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect anything.
It's not
you
a
know?
Big deal, right.
It's not doing big, crazy things that change the game in a way that makes the game not good.
Right.
It just makes the game more fun and more replayable. And I think that's really cool. You know, and I think it was neat that they got some out of the way, like things like thicker tiles and stuff right away, right? They just got, you just
yep.
nailed those, got through them, and
upgraded
then,
gold components.
Right, you
yeah.
know, all of that was good stuff that made the game more attractive right away to people.
Yeah.
I think that was really smart. So
yep,
really well won campaign. I still think that like 30% of your money or more is from that silly animated GIF that shows you how to play the game.
So, I agree.
Way to go, Evan.
At least 30%,
and
right.
it got people to stop. It
yeah.
got people to say, hey, why not? Let me take a look at this, you
right.
know?
Right,
and that's
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. And thanks, builders out there who supported it. I mean, I don't think this would have been nearly as successful without you guys. So really, truly, thank you. I'm very humbled by all this. It's amazing. And now we just have the countdown to August when hopefully it all delivers.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited to be able to hopefully see it there, you know, in August. That'd
yeah.
be great. So,
yeah.
man.
All right.
So cool.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back at you next week. We're back to the regularly scheduled podcast BTG nonsense.
With
Oh, episode 200. Episode 200 is coming up.
What a nice high to ride to the episode 200.
Yeah, right? No kidding. All right, cool. Awesome. All right, see ya.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast.